As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And once again, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to the Tuesday, March the 31st, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. Check out my little website, vocallocal.org, and also the OzarksVoter.info. There's lots of information you can rummage around in there and find. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. At least I've got some news, we've got some facts, and we're going to look at some solutions in this broadcast as well. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place as the right time. This is the time to become vocal local, folks, and pursuit of happiness is a very important concept within that system. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. But, of course, as Francis Bacon said, hope is a good breakfast, but it makes for a very bad supper. We've got much to do today. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in. Pick a name and become vocal local in the oraclebroadcasting.com chat room, or you can pick up the telephone and call in now. It's for those with unlimited long-distance telephone service or in the Austin, Texas area. You can call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. So there's lots of ways to get in touch with me if you like. Again, those websites are vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. And the Oracle chat room is open. Gold is firmly glued in the $920 range in the wake of major stock market declines. We're going to talk a little bit about that. The G20 meeting in the City of London, there's lots of information here for that today. Bankers are busy boarding and barricading London, and as they should, no doubt. Commercial paper, if we have time, we'll go into there. We'll also talk about local voting precinct action, what you can do right where you are. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into those market reports for Tuesday, March the 31st, 2009, in active trading New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was up $6.40, trading at $922.20 an ounce. Silver was up 14 cents, trading at $13.20. And platinum was trading at $1,123, an upward move so far on the day. The palladium was running at about $214, and it appears to be flat, no change so far. Yesterday, big news on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the NASDAQ, Nikkei, the Russell, the New York Stock Exchange, etc. The Dow Jones Industrial Average moved down yesterday 254.16 points to 7,522.02. The NASDAQ was off yesterday 43.40, down at 1,501. The Nikkei was basically flat, an unusual thing there. The Russell was off 13 points, trading at 415.97. The New York Stock Exchange lost 197.59 points, trading under 5,000 at 4,899. Lots of action there. The TSX off 320 as well, trading up just at 8,500. Lots of action happening in the stocks. They seem to be coming down quite a bit, quite rapidly. In the U.S. dollar index, off 53 basis points, trading at 85.21. Crude oil up today so far, $1.18, trading at 49.59, just under that $50 mark. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $913.20 for a low, $925.80 for a high. We'll be back right after this first intermission. Stay with us.
Hey Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Tuesday, March the 31st, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local as we begin our first hour right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Again, my name is William Roberts. In the previous segment, we went through the initial market reports for today, and we see that gold is up about $6.40, trading in the 922 range. Everything seems to be up in the precious metals. Oil is down a little bit. But the big news there, the big new in the markets today is the steep decline that we experienced yesterday in all of the various stock markets around the world. So there's lots of stuff happening, folks. Lots of stuff happening. Of course, that market is going to close in 7 hours. That's the spot market. The foreign exchange rates for today, the Canadian dollar, 80 cents will get you one. Mexico pesos, fill your pockets for 7 cents each. Euros right now are running around $1.33. That's moving up. The British pound, about $1.43. If you want to go over and visit with the boys at the G20, load your pockets with British pounds at $1.43 U.S. Let's go into that G20 nonsense a little bit. There's so much news out there. Of course, it's a big confab, and it's going to be an expensive proposition and an ordeal for everybody to get these finance ministers and world leaders together in one place at one time. This is I don't see where he's even from. Could be from any place. Let me just give it to you. G20 Summit, World Bank urges global system to stem protectionism. I think this was off the one of the London newspapers this morning. A new global warning system against protectionism. To name and shame countries that reserve jobs for their own workers should be the priority at the G20 summit, according to World Bank leader Mr. Robert Zoellick. Let's find out a little bit briefly about that. The president of the World Bank has urged the G20 leaders to deal with protectionism as their first step to prevent a social and humanitarian crisis in developing countries. Gag me out, Mr. Zoellick. Get your head out of there. If you've ever looked at his face, it looks like he's been doing too many hours on his head. Maybe his mother left him parked in a corner on his head someplace, but he's definitely pushed his brain right down into his neck, and I don't understand what he's talking about. But anyway, his emphasis differs markedly from the United States and the United Kingdom focus on stimulus. Europeans call for more regulation and the IMF's concentration on cleaning up the toxic assets. Here's another quote here, though. We are already seeing creeping protectionism, measures taken at the expense of other countries, buy this or buy that campaigns, jobs for these workers or no visas for those, Mr. Zoellick said. As a first step, the G20 should endorse a World Trade Organization monitoring system to advance trade and resist economic isolations. So I suppose that if we launch a Buy American campaign or advocate buying American products only and boycotting the cheap Chinese plastic crap, the World Trade Organization will be having a monitoring agent stop by and inquire as to why you'd have such protectionist views. Well, there you go. That's that. Let's go into it a little deeper. The London police are stretching to keep the peace at the G20 meeting. This by Brian Lysaght and Thomas Penny out of Bloomberg was this morning. London police are mounting what may be their most complex operation since the 2005 terrorist attacks as they seek to keep peace between protesters, bankers, and world leaders during the Group of 20 summit meeting. About 10,000 officers will be on duty throughout this week to oversee several thousand protesters and to ensure world leaders, including President Barry the Usurper, remain safe. Yes, indeed, we have, according to the United Nations Agenda 21, Chapter 7, Subsection 0.59, a culture of safety. And so, of course, we're going to have a little bit of protectionism going on over there as they protect these leaders. The global economic slump may provoke violence by some demonstrators. UK unemployment rose to more than 2 million in February as more people joined jobless roles last month than at any time since 1971. Well, I have to ask, why are only 10,000 people, they have 10,000 officers coming to oversee several thousand protesters, but if you've got 2 million people unemployed in February, I think there are a lot of people that have time on their hands that might want to rally around this little flag and come out and express their displeasure. Nevertheless, this is more people that have joined the jobless rolls in the last 30 days than at any time since 1971 in the UK. Here's a quote. This will be one of the largest, most challenging and complicated operations we will have ever delivered. Close quote, Commander Simon O'Brien of the Metropolitan Police said. Now, you know, there's the Metro, and then there's the City of London. There's kind of two different things going on there, two different jurisdictions, if you will. The effort will be a stretch for police, he told reporters in London yesterday. There's been an unprecedented level of protest discussion in internet chat rooms. So I guess they do visit the internet chat rooms, don't they? And there may be the return of some old faces, people we haven't seen on the London protest scene. People they haven't seen on the London protest scene. Is this a drama? Is it an act? Playwrights? Well, maybe they're just bringing some of the people back from Pakistan and Mumbai and other places around the world and bringing them back onto the protest scene. O'Brien said, even so, he said he expects most of the demonstrations to be peaceful and officers are meeting with some protest planners to prepare for tomorrow. Most people who are making their views known are wanting to do so in a peaceful way, Prime Minister Gordon Brown told the GMTV today. No violence, this is his quote, no violence can be tolerated. No intimidation of people is allowed. And the police will act very quickly if there is any threat to property or people. course, if you've been up on the internet this morning looking at London, City of, it looks like a heavy, barricaded, blockaded kind of a place. All the windows are boarded over, got plywood over the doors and windows every place. Would have to say they're protecting their own assets. Let's go away from that. Here's another one. The G20 summit ministers clash on the eve of global finance conclave. So not only are they having demonstrations in the street, folks, they're having demonstrations amongst themselves because they can't quite wrap their minds around what is necessary at this particular juncture in humanity. And let us understand that although it is known as the G20, Gordon Brown has invited delegates from countries outside the elite club, including the Netherlands and Spain. So I think maybe we'll have a visit by Javier Solano, perhaps. Queen Beatrix might show up. These people, they call it an elite club. You know, it's not an elite club. You go up on the International Monetary Fund's website, and you can find out all of the players that are involved in the G7, the G20, and the V8 cocktail. Nevertheless, you can do that. And that's where it's really coming from. This is an International Monetary Fund conclave or a World Bank conclave that's coming down here. Just as an aside, Barry the Usurper will be staying at the Winfield House, the official residence of the U.S. ambassador, which was built in the 1930s. With money inherited from Mr. Woolworth. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. Doug Owen here for TeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we have returned right here on the Become Vocal Local broadcast. I notice here I've got an error code running on the in the Oracle phone center. Says please contact the staff. So you may as well hold your telephone calls if you were thinking of calling in. I may not be able to take them. So let's go back into these articles and look at it a little bit deeper here. The last time so many leaders gathered in Britain was in 1946 for the first General Assembly on the United Nations, and so we can kind of use that as a parallel, as a mind, that they're likely to unleash some kind of a great and grandiose plan on the order of the United Nations once again. So we'll just have to see what transpires here. But if you also recall, for those of you that have obtained a copy, downloaded, read a copy of the Patriot Act, you'll remember perhaps that section in there that allows our central banks to develop internal policing and internal police forcing. And so they can basically have, you know, your Blackwater or your retired military private guards and so on and so forth armed to the teeth and ready to deal with anybody that's outside on the sidewalk with their bullhorn chanting "End the Fed." But we can see here that it was the combination between both the various banks and banking houses and the police that have succeeded, I suppose, in plywooding off all the windows and stuff like that. You wouldn't want to have those pesky hippies pitching a rock at the bank. Anyway, let's go on into this a little bit further. It says, fears again have grown that Saturday's G20 finance ministers meeting could be upturned by the fundamental disagreements between the world's largest economies about the best way to repair the world economy. This off the London Telegraph. Amid growing signs of a divide between the United States and European nations over what the group of leading nations' priorities should be, Chancellor Alistair Darling, have you ever seen that guy? Looks like he might be walking a little light in his loafers. Mr. Darling here admitted on Friday that differences remained between the participants, downplaying hopes that the summit could provide a definitive agreement on the solution for the crisis. The crisis. We ought to just go ahead and get it out of the way right now. Doubt, fear, and worry. Now that we've had our doubt, fear, and worry for the morning, let's go back to the article. The admission came as China indicated its concerns over the level of U.S. public debt. The G20 finance ministers summit in Horsham, West Sussex, is intended as a curtain raiser for the heads of states meeting on April the 2nd. You know how we talk often about stakeholders and actors and programs? You can see that this is a stage play. This is an act, if you will. They're ready to raise the curtain, a curtain raiser for the heads of state meeting. So they'll have this act of the heads of state meeting as if they needed to come together and look eyeball to eyeball, go toe-to-toe, or mano a mano, as the Hebrews say. Most all of this should and perhaps could have been done at a substantially reduced amount, either on a telephone conference call or a combination closed-circuit TV conference that would not have required this horrendous expense. But, of course, then they wouldn't be able to be served by the world's finest chefs. Anywho, continuing here. Sources said that the concluding statement would commit to a radical new program. That's P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E, London Telegraph, program. So you look at the program of action for the 21st century, Sustainable Development Agenda 21, you get a pretty clear idea where this concept program comes from. But it's a radical new program of extra borrowing. So a program is like the program that you get in a play. Act one, opening one, scene one, scene two, scene three, so on and so forth. You go to the opera, you receive a program. Well, a program with an MME like that is a little bit more of a call to arms for people that are concerned about the advance of global socialism. Also an MME. Anyhow, back to the article here, and spending to drag leading countries back out of the recession. We're going to drag the leading countries out of recession here in this process. The U.S. Treasury is pushing hard for a commitment from rich countries to spend around 2% of their gross domestic product on rescue measures. Now take careful note of that. When I read to you the article on the International Monetary Fund and the creation of the Bank for International Settlements and all of those things from the encyclopedia, we saw that the original International Monetary Fund was all based upon GDP, gross domestic product, and that if you wanted to be a player in there, you had to give up a certain percentage of golden currency based on your gross domestic product to be a player and get a seat at the table and earn a vote. But here, look at the way that they're going about this, okay? They're saying that the U.S. Treasury is pushing hard for a commitment from the rich countries to spend around 2% of their gross domestic product on rescue measures. Obviously, they're more interested in the price tag than on the products and services that they're buying. Are you following me? In other words, they're spending or they're throwing 2% of their gross domestic product into the market. And they don't care what it's going to be used for. It could be, you know, pork bellies and lean hogs. It makes little or no difference. What they're basically doing is increasing the amount of money in circulation, going for a certain kind of a level of inflation, a target inflation level. And then they're looking at this unemployment system as well. And as we go back into perhaps tomorrow or later in the week, back into Milton and Rose Friedman's book, Free to Choose, we can go through that process, and he lays it out quite carefully and shows the relationship between the quantity of money and the amount of unemployment, and then provides various and sundry different avenues of approach to get out of or to solve the hyperinflation or the recessionary cycles. Nonetheless, this is being based is not upon products or services. It's about the amount of money they're going to throw into the market. So anybody that's got their hands out, whether they're a bank or a NGO or whatever, it makes no difference. It really doesn't. It's not what is purchased. It's the amount of money that's created and thrown into the system. However, German Chancellor Angela Merkel appeared to strengthen her opposition to this undertaking, saying ahead of the meeting with Prime Minister Gordon Brown that the primary issue at hand was regulation rather than questions over fiscal stimulus. Now, if they go down that route and they get the government intervention out of the marketplace, they may be looking towards actually curing the inflation. But if all they're going to do is to throw more money at the problem, then they're not going to cure the inflation. So maybe Angela Merkel, although she's a Bilderberger insider like all the rest of them, at least she's looking at regulation as opposed to just throwing more money into the mix. And so we can see there's some contention. Mr. Darling said such clashes were to be expected. Here's his quote. Obviously, if you have 20 people sitting around a table, there will be differences. 20 people, sir. Perhaps you haven't reviewed the guest list. It'd be far more than 20 people sitting round a table. He said, I think there is a lot of common ground on fiscal stimulus, for example. The U.S. has, we have, the French have, the Germans have. They have what? Didn't state. World Bank President Robert Zoellick warned that the extra cash funneled into the world economy will be no more than a sugar high unless troubled banks are rescued. Well, I say that he almost had it right. He had the idea that throwing extra cash into the world economy would be nothing more than a sugar high. It's kind of like being an alcoholic. Once you get hooked on inflation, it's very difficult to get off of inflation. The people that benefit from inflation don't want to get off the drug, and the people that suffer from inflation are hopelessly addicted to it, to it as well, and they can't get off of it. So anyway, we'll be back on the other side, go into this a little bit further. Stay with us.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned, and I see in the chat room that the new tobacco tax has kicked in, and I've just gone from generally ticked off to really PO'd. Nevertheless, let's go back to this article here and close out a little bit more on this. I've got another article I'd like to go to as well on this G20 thing, but this is important enough to continue with. World Bank President Robert Zoellick again warned that the extra cash funneled into the world economy will be no more than a sugar high. And again, Friedman's wrote extensively on that. We'll go back to and visit with that in the future. As the minutes tick towards the meeting's opening dinner last night, ministers representing both camps spoke out about the differences. Japanese and Chinese representatives said they supported more fiscal stimulus, in other words, more inflation spending. However, Mrs. Merkel said, quote, "We do not think much of the idea of a new package of measures," close quote, adding, quote, "The issue is not spending even more, but to put in place a regulatory system to prevent the economic catastrophe that the world is experiencing from being repeated." Now, of course, the idea behind the Federal Reserve banking system was to make these kinds of things impossible, but we can see that they got hooked not only on the opportunity to loan money into existence, if you will, but they also got the idea that they could manipulate the interest rates. And again, going back to the wisdom of the Friedmans, that was a no-no, and it cost us great problems and still in continuing grief. The ministers also discussed possible measures to boost the resources of the International Monetary Fund, including a proposal to issue more special drawing rights, something regarded as quantitative easing on an international scale. So quantitative easing on an international scale is, again, just simply spending money into existence. It's the old Keynesian spend your way to prosperity mentality. And apparently, no matter how brilliant these people are supposed to be and how long they've studied and how many doctorates they've obtained, they still haven't been able to figure out that John Maynard Keynes should be etched from people's memory and never spoken of again as probably being one of the most disastrous economists ever lived on the planet. Although much attention will be focused on the meeting, U.S. President Barry the Usurper has downplayed the expectations, with his spokesman saying, too bad they didn't mention the spokesman's by name, saying he was not aiming to negotiate a quote-unquote specific commitment in the full G20 summit that will follow next month in London. Anywho, the Americans are not thought to have arranged private meetings with Chinese officials this weekend. Excuse me, they are thought to have arranged private meetings with Chinese officials this weekend after the Chinese premier, Wen Jiabao, not good on Chinese, cast doubt over the country's willingness to provide financial support for President Obama, his $787 billion stimulus plan. Mr. Wen, it's like who's on first. Mr. Wen admitted he was worried, quote-unquote worried, about the safety of China's holding of U.S. government debt, saying, quote, we have lent huge amounts of money to the U.S. To be honest, I am a little bit worried, and I would like to call on the U.S. to honor its word and remain a credible nation and ensure the safety of Chinese assets. That's a reasonable expectation for Mr. Wen. You would think that any good businessman would demand collateral when he makes loans. Let's go into a couple more of these highlights. This is a 20 fascinating facts from the about the G20 summit. This would probably be the kind of stuff that you'd find in the Parade magazine or something at the checkout stand in your grocery. Carla Bruni, the wife of President Nicolas Sarkozy of France, will not accompany her husband on the trip, but she will entertain Michelle Obama, the usurper's wife, at a separate event in Strasbourg on Saturday. The Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh are hosting a reception at Buckingham Palace on Wednesday evening ahead of the number 10 dinner. Every country attending the G20 is allowed to send up to 5 people. See, they're allowed to send up to 5 people. Don't want to feed too many people here, you know. The U.S. President will be flown from Stansted to London in the helicopter Marine One. But he's also bringing in across a number of decoy helicopters to confuse potential terrorists. Again, let's drop down a little bit. There's a gift bag that's going to be handed out to the delegates at the summit, and it's going to include a designer tea towel created by Northern Ireland-based firm Thomas Ferguson's Irish Linen. These are the little perks, you know, you get in your grab bag. After months of preparation, all the business of the summit will be carried out in a 4.5 hours. Carried out in 4.5 hours of formal talks and 3 working meals. How much are we spending for this? 4.5 hours of meetings, formal talks, and 3 working meals. The Foreign Office has said that the summit is likely to cost the government around $20 million. But this is dwarfed by the 2008 G8 summit in Japan, which reportedly cost $285 million to stage. They are paying 20 million pounds. That's not, oh my goodness, that's more than that. We saw that the pound was up a bit today, 1.43 times 20 million, if you want to figure that one out precisely. My goodness, for 4.5 hours of talks and 3 working meals. Britain is the 9th country to chair the G20 after Canada, India, Mexico, Germany, China, Australia, South Africa, and Brazil. Jamie Oliver is cooking dinner for the world's leader at number 10, that would be number 10 Downing Street, obviously, on Wednesday night. But their spouses will be served in a separate room at Downing Street to give the politicians space to talk. And if you haven't seen the photo on the internet, Jamie Oliver is quite the fellow, and he's cooking tonight. Well, that's enough of that claptrap. Anywho, maybe the demonstrators will be successful and they'll be able to have their voices heard without being tased to death or imprisoned in internment camps or something like that. And I had a question or a question in the request, if you will, in the chat room yesterday to talk a little bit about getting a local voting precinct group started and what do we do on the local level. You know, that's really, in my opinion, so much more important. This stuff is important. This is going to change the world economy. This is very important material. We do need to understand this global economic system. But at the same time, I believe that it's vitally important that we understand enough, at least having a basic working knowledge of our political system, that we can start to become active in our local areas, just as these protesters are going to come out and protest on the streets of London. But there's a big difference between standing out on the street and lining up on the opposite side, going toe-to-toe, if you will, with the riot shields and the cans of mace and the tasers and all of that. That works for if you want to say that it works. I mean, that works. It gets the media's attention. It lets Big Brother know that you're displeased. It can get you the beginning of a criminal record. If you just happen to be one of the ones that are arrested during the event, it's something that will haunt you for the rest of your life. It does have certain, you know, benefits. There is something to be said for protest and demonstration. It makes you feel good, if nothing else. It gives you the opportunity to get up on a soapbox and to have your, you know, say your piece, to shake your sign and wear your costume, if you will. But I believe that if we're going to affect change in this generation and in the following and subsequent generations, we're going to need to look at some of the things that have been used in the past and apply them by ourselves in this time period. And so what I've done is I've gone back and I've looked at a lot of these anarchists and revolutionaries and radically philosophic people and tried to find these various and sundry pathways and avenues and then studied the that they use to come into power, that they use to overthrow governments, if you will, and then looked at the various structures, the political system, and I come up with this unusual thing where the political system is nothing at all like what we think it might be. And it's not nearly so vast nor complicated that one can't immediately understand it. And I think it would be much better for us to try and attain seats at the table where we can actually gain some kind of a voting majority within this system for a time, not to perpetuate something that really needs to go bye-bye, but to alter it in such a fashion that it can be taken out from within. This is the way that, you know, Zbigniew Brzezinski and Henry the Boer Kissinger, you know, this is the way that the Bolsheviks and the Mensheviks and the Leninists and the Stalinists and even Adolf Alois, you know, even the Fabians, the British Fabian socialists, you know, even the positivists, even Harold Lasky, all of them. This is the way they gained power. They weren't doing it from the outside, throwing rocks at the house. They opened the door and went in and sat down at the table. We'll be back. Stay with us right here on Become Focal Local.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com. Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
Okay, so let's go into this in the last 15 or so minutes of this hour of the broadcast, and we may carry this over, this discussion over a little bit into the next hour, but just from the very most basic level of understanding, if you can think of wrap your mind around this. The political parties and the representatives elected in government from the time of the founding of this country forward, now this country was a little bit late come into this particular table, but they've got it now. They don't represent we the people. They represent the parties and the factions that keep them in power. That is the fundamental, that is the beginning of knowledge, if you will, as regards to all things political. You believe, because you have a voter's registration card and because there's universal suffrage, because perhaps your mother and your father and your grandmother and your grandfather all voted Republican or all voted Democrat over all of these years since the creation of these parties. And these parties and factions were talked against by the founding fathers, if you will. You believe falsely that you're a Democrat or that you're a Republican. No, you're not. Not really. Not really. You're just a yes man for them. You give them, you know, the ability to use things like, well, the people have spoken. But truly, the political parties are different than that. They're standing committees. Now, each state has statutes that regulate these political party committees and political action committees. And you can go on your Secretary of State's website and look for the election laws for your state. And if you'll do that, you'll immediately start to see what I'm talking about. If you wanted to take a shortcut and use Missouri as an example, you can go to vocallocal.org and click on Plan B, which is, I believe, a PDF document, and open that up and read it. And at the very end, the appendices, if you will, I've included some of the principal election laws for the state of Missouri that help reinforce the material that you'll find in the rest of Plan B. But basically, these are committees. They are corporations, they're legal fictions, and they serve the purpose of facilitating the election of government. This is a place where we can be most effective. On a broader brush, there are approximately 3,066 counties all across the United States of America. And in all 3,066 of the counties across America, with some minor deviations from state to state, there are both Republican Party and Democratic Party county committees. And with, again, some variation, because there is a variation in the states, those county committees are broken up into townships or precincts, or wards sometimes, voting precincts. And in some of the counties here in Southwest Missouri, where the population is relatively low, a county committee, a Republican Party county committee, for instance, or a Democratic Party county committee, and the county itself may be broken up into as few as, let's say, 19 or 20 voting precincts. And in each of those voting precincts, there is a county committee man and a county committee woman elected for both of those two established parties, and of course the third parties, or the minor parties, the also-rans, some have also got these county committee men and county committee women. So across this 3,066 counties, of which 33, I believe in my research, are city counties, there are somewhere above 177,000 local voting precincts, townships, wards, whatever. And it is at that level that the very least number of people can make the most dramatic and rapid changes. How? Each of those county committees for those parties operate in deliberative assemblies. In other words, they come together and have meetings. This is not quite the same as the Democrat meeting or the Democrat club or the Republican club meeting. This is those kind of meetings kind of are a blur, a blend, if you will, of those that vote, those that support, and those that are actually party members. It's like being a member of the Politburo, a card-carrying communist. You're not really a card-carrying communist. I was a member of the Republican National Committee, sustaining member or something like that. My goodness, for years and years I would send money in at each election cycle, and they would send me back it's just like your credit card. You know, you start out with a regular credit card, and if you don't go broke and you pay all your bills on time, then they'll send you out a platinum, and then they send you the palladium, and finally you'll get the gold card. It doesn't really change anything. You might get a few more perks. So it's kind of like that at these Republican and Democratic club meetings. If you're a regular contributor, if you turn out to all the bake sales and things like that, you have a little bit more standing. But really, the party is made up of those members who are county committee men and county committee women. So if you happen to be in a county that has a small number of precincts, and they do their business in deliberative assemblies, in other words, they use Robert's Rules of Order, they take votes, they advance motions, they work on things in committee, then the rule of majority works there. And so if there are 20 voting precincts in your county, it only takes 21 persons, 21 county committee men and or county committee women, to gain a majority position there. So you have the 177,000 voting precincts, and you can cut that number in half plus one for each of them. And you can see that we're not talking about needing millions and millions and millions of people to actually change the dynamic and change the face of the political party system. And I like to say that it's the established two-party political system. It's established in law, but it was also established on purpose. As Carol Quigley says in his Tragedy and Hope, It gives the people the illusion that they can cast the rascals out. They can throw out the bums each time the elections comes around, but it always go back between Socialist Party A and Socialist Party B. And if you carefully research the political parties, you'll find that ever since the radical red Republicans came in, the Lincoln Republicans, the Weidemeyers, and the rest of them, they basically have been outwardly, openly, and avariciously Socialist Party A and Socialist Party B. So, there are things that we can do right at the local level to begin gaining that majority. And you can do that in your local voting precinct group. But if the politicians and the parties do not represent the people, who does? In a perfect world, in a system of representative government as it could be, the county committee man and the county committee woman could be your first line of defense in your counties. Between now and that day, hopefully in the very near future, when we could abolish the established two-party political system and be done with the foolishness altogether, get rid of the intermediary, get rid of the middleman, in the time between now and that pleasant day in the future, we could use our county committee men and our county committee women working at like a town hall meeting level to provide useful information and knowledge to their constituents, those people that live in those voting precincts. But the parties have almost intentionally severed the relationship between the people and the party because quite frequently in all of the precincts that I've lived in, there is no communication between the county committee men and the county committee women and the local voting precinct residents or those that dwell in those precinct boundaries. The local voting precinct is not a political subdivision per se, but it is marked out with a boundary and there's a map that goes with it. And so arming yourself with that map, you can begin to build a group inside that precinct that could change the face of politics quickly. We'll be back on the other side, pick this thread up. Until then, hang on there. We'll be right back.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Tuesday, March the 31st, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network as we begin our second hour. In the first hour, we went into market news and talked about the G20 and whatnot, and I've kind of been on a rant for the last 15 or so minutes talking about what we can do on a local level and trying to lay out the basic foundation, if you will, the framework of what is a local voting precinct group and what can you do with one if you should take the time necessary to establish it. Before we go back to that, let me remind you, this is Interactive Talk Radio, although today, and I seem to see, let me check again, yes, there still is some kind of an error here, so I don't know whether the telephone services will work, so we'll just let that go. We haven't had a flurry of calls since I've been on this broadcast, anywho, so we'll let that go for today, but I always look forward to receiving your emails. Got a gob and a bunch of them, as Derry would say. Got a gob and a bunch of them over the weekend, a whole bunch, and quite a few from the Oracle listeners, and I was very pleased to see that. But you can send me your emails, ideas for guests or show topics or news to me. Ask a question, make a comment, whatever you like. Send them to me at host@vocallocal.org. Host@vocallocal.org. And I'll certainly read them, open them, read them. And, if you've asked a question or something and I can respond to it, I will. Otherwise, I might just send you back a real brief note, but I will read them. I will respond to them because I do want to hear from you, the listeners. There are lots of things that I can do in my life, and I hope that I am providing something useful to you. But if I need to go away, by all means, let me know, and I can go do other things with my time, just as you can with yours. So we want to make the very most out of this little internet homeschool classroom that we have. So we look at things that are useful, things that we can actually learn, as the advertisement go, things that we can learn from, things that we can apply right where we are locally. So we were talking about the local voting precinct and the local voting precinct group. And the local voting precinct is basically the fundamental building block upon which the entire political structure rises. And you can make a difference right where you are. You can. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. We're doing it down here, and it's been done all over Missouri. You saw the turnaround, the rapid turnaround from the time that the Missouri Information Analysis Center put out their report on militias to the point where the coming right out of the governor's office, there was a complete retraction, and the director of that department was put on administrative leave. That man may not have a job anymore. But that's what can happen when once you start to organize. And I understand there are a lot of people that resist the idea of joining themselves together, one and another. But if we don't understand the power of working in groups, then we really don't understand what, you know, basically the idea of society and so on and so forth. Man, going back to Francis Bacon here, man seeketh in society comfort, use, and protection. Back to Thomas Jefferson, just briefly, that governments are instituted among men to preserve or to protect the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There's a reason why governments are instituted. There are reasons why we group together. We also need to understand that pluralism is an idea that came in with Harold Laski and the other socialists in the early part of the last century, and it has so transformed our entire system of government that we have become a government of groups. Special interests, lobbies, etc. And so we're either going to go into this battle naked, and that would be basically just one person trying to, you know, tilt the windmills by themselves, or you can work locally to affect change. We'll talk about that on the other side. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And for those of you who may be just joining us, if you were listening to a microbroadcaster or an affiliate station that had their news at the top of the hour, this is the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. This is March the 31st, 2009. You're listening to a live broadcast. My name is William Roberts. I'm talking about political parties, local voting precincts, and some of the things that we can actually do to alter the landscape, to change this system of governance in our favor, changing the rules of the House a little bit by changing the composition from the bottom up. It's amazing how if you sit down and just run this out, look at the math and do the homework and go back up on my little website, Ozarks Voter, oh, you can get it there too, but go to www.vocallocal.org. And check that out, because what you'll find there in this Plan B, if you'll read it, it's about 18, maybe 20 pages long, but look at the appendix at the back of it, and in there you'll see that there is a series of statutes. It's called your election laws, but it so protects, it so establishes this established two-party political system that it's virtually impenetrable. It's not defeatable from the outside. It's not defeatable from a third party. And so it's my idea that the best way of going about getting rid of the trouble, attacking the disease, analyze it correctly, isolate the disease, is to go after these two parties with a vengeance. Absolutely. But we have to be wise as a serpent and harmless as doves, so to speak, because we don't have enough people yet in the system to be politically effective. And so we need to remain a little bit on the quiet side you know, Willie Nelson had a song that says, you know, you got to know when to, wait a minute, was that a Nelson song? Somebody. No, it wasn't Nelson. Who was it? You got to know when to hold them, you got to know when to fold them, you got to know when to walk away, and you got to know when to run. All right? So the idea is that as you begin this process, keep your mouth shut. This isn't a time to be wearing your t-shirts, you know, and your caps and all of that and bringing your bullhorn. This is a time to work quietly. We need to understand how the system was overthrown. It was overthrown by the Fabian socialists through this process known as permeation and penetration. And so, being again wise as the serpents, we come back in this door, the same door that was created, the same door that exists, that has been used to overthrow our system of government, we use to take it back. And it works the same as whether you're at a school board, whether you're at a water board, or whatever. You can vote no. That is an option. So when you're sitting on one of these boards, you know you're still in a minority, instead of returning a unanimous voice for one of these draconian principles, you could adopt at least one of the cards that were laid on the table by Ron Paul and just say no. Become known as the Dr. No on that board or on that commission in your area. It won't hurt you as long as you understand why and can explain why you voted against something. It gives you an opportunity to work with the people that are actually making those decisions, and you might be able, in the course of discussion, to help them see the light. So it doesn't mean necessarily that we have to gain every single position. We just need to get them started to go in the right direction. So it's kind of like a judo move, if you will, where you use the opponent's weight and their momentum, and then you just deflect and direct them to the ground. You don't have to go in there like a pugilist and, you know, go for the nose and bop, biff, bap, bow. You can just use the momentum that's already there and deflect it. So these are some ideas that I'm throwing out for you, things that you might want to consider right where you are. There are things that you can gain from having a local voting precinct group. It's usually going to be within a mile or 2 miles. Sometimes they're bigger. You get out into some of these western counties, and just one voting precinct can encompass many square miles because it's based on population figures. And if the land is sparsely populated, it's going to encompass a large area, a large tract of ground, to get up to enough number of people to constitute one of these voting precincts, if you will. But in the smaller counties and in the places where there's a reasonable population of farmers, ranchers, etc., or even in town, in the cities, they could be much smaller. You might be just dealing with a half a dozen city blocks, square blocks, to make up one voting precinct. So each instance will be different, and you need to do the homework to figure out what you're dealing with. But then you just sit back and look at it and think of it as this is your little kingdom. This is where you're going to start working. And you think about the people that live there. If you're working locally like this, you'll all basically have the same economic strata, very likely. Minor deviations one way or the other. You may all work close in. Maybe most of you will work even at the same plant or something. Many of you, if you're in a retired area, will all be retired or something like that. You'll have much common ground, much commonality. And I know, even on my block, there are people that I just would rather not associate with. I mean, there are just people, no matter where you go, you know, no matter where you go, there you are, and the same problems are going to find you. But we do need to try and, you know, make some kind of a connection. And maybe not the people on your block, but how about the next block over? How about the people a half mile down the road? Instead of your immediate next door neighbor who you feuded with for the last 30 years about fencing and cattle issues and water and so on and so forth, or barking dogs, go to the next house down and start there. But you want to try and build up a little circle of people. You were looking for the people, the centers of influence, people who sell real estate, people who have been around for a long time, people who have held their property for two or three generations, for instance, 100-year farms, centennial farms, and things like that. These are the people who know the movers and shakers, you know, and if you've been paying attention to your local newspaper, you already know the people who run for various offices and hold various offices. You've gotten a better understanding for what's going on, what's moving and shaking in your county. Because we're going to need to go inside of this beast. We're going to have to walk inside like Jonah and spend some time in the whale if we're going to be effective here. Otherwise, we're just going to be crushed. as the juggernaut comes rolling down through town like a steamroller. We will be crushed under this. Don't think so? Read Alexander Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago and some of the other many books that have been written of people who did nothing and got crushed. So I'm simply advocating that we don't get crushed, we get wise and we get active. And we get active locally because that's where things can really start to change. If you were listening the other evening on the Midnight Rider broadcast with the Granny Warrior, they're talking about setting up a little county for freedom. Well, that's basically what you're doing. You start with a local voting precinct for freedom, a freedom group. If you're working at the local voting precinct level, it's an ideal opportunity to create a micro broadcasting network. You should be able to have a private radio broadcast to all of your local voting precincts, for instance. And because all of the people that work are know of you and you've talked to about your voting precinct can listen to the same broadcast, then it no longer makes any difference whether they're on the internet or not. It doesn't make any difference technically whether there's a change in the internet, whether we go to internet 2 or internet 3 or internet 4. If you've already got a face-to-face and a meeting time planned out and people coming on a regular basis, and those meetings can be a lot of fun. I'm going to one this evening, I hope. If I have time this afternoon, late this afternoon, there's a watershed meeting and we want to go and embed and infiltrate it. We're going to let the people know that we don't like their watershed ideas. But that's becoming vocal local. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice-over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
Oh,
tell you, we're talking real world politics. Political realism is my forte. I have no real interest whatsoever in fantasy land. There are things that we can be doing and things that we can be doing that have an effect. I've got a young man here working with us who is moving and grooving in this political system. Very young, homeschooled, bright young man. And he's holding more positions, getting elected to various offices. He is his county committee man for his local voting precinct. And I wish I had 100 of them, 200 of them. If I could multiply them and duplicate them all across southwest Missouri, we'd be well on our way. But it's just a matter of actually just digging in and having the resolve to do it. Now, political office holding is not for everyone. If you've got a felony in your background, if you're a tax protester, if you've got issues, there's no room. It's not going to be possible. We can't advance, we can't run, we can't win candidates of that. But everyone can be involved because it takes lots of people and lots of energy to win. And so for those who have taken certain avenues and certain approaches and have drawn certain lines in the sand and have worked from different levels of resistance in the past, you can be effective as an affiliate or associate, as a worker, if you will, in your local voting precinct group. I love going to the meetings that we have sometimes because the ladies bring in cookies and brownies and things like that, and I'm well known in this area that I will work for cookies. I'll work for brownies. And I'll work real hard for a plate of brownies, I'll tell you that. I don't bake much around my house, so I really like that homemade baked goods. So I'll go the extra mile for a plate of brownies, you know. But there are things that we can be doing right where we are instead of waiting for someone else, you know, playing the game called Ain't It Awful, you know, kicking the dirt, going around in circles, wringing our handkerchiefs over all of the horrible and egregious things that are coming on us and at us, but doing nothing to block them on a local level. As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, in our cities, in our counties, in our states. And that can be done very effectively if you build groups. Let's say you get 20 people out of your local voting precinct that want to come to meetings on a regular basis. And if you've got good coffee and good cookies and stuff like that, don't be surprised. You'll fill up that room time and time again. And if the meetings are good, well-organized, and productive, and you're always looking for something to do rather than just sitting around in a talking shop, you might have be surprised at how rapidly your group will grow. But let's say that you do that, and you have 20 people or so, and the next door, you know, next precinct over does has the same thing going on over there, and the next precinct over has the same thing going on there. You've got 20, 40, 60, 80, 100, 120, 240, 250, 300 people in a rather rapid hurry can be assembled. And though you have some kind of a meeting that comes up where the planning commission is for your county is going to pass or consider passing some kind of an egregious affront on civil liberty, if you will, like a zoning enactment or some kind of a watershed law, some stream setback ordinance, you're not down there by yourself trying to stop this at the last moment. With 20, 40, 60, 80, 100 people on the internet doing the research and following and tracking local things, many different people can work on and focus on different groups. You could have one group that's watching the health board and another one that's watching a hospital district and another bunch that are watching what's going on in the fire district and some of them that are watching what's going on in the sheriff's office and so on. And so your meetings can come in real handy and be very interesting and informative as each of the various people report on what has been transpiring, what's coming down the pike. But when it comes to a call to arms, so to speak, when it's time to get up in arms and go into town en masse, if you can fill these rooms to standing room only and overflow crowds show up of upright standing, you know, people in the community, property owners in the county, right in your towns, etc., you have the opportunity to influence the outcomes of various votes and measures. Public opinion has historically, and shared briefly from the writings of Albert Ben Dicey in the past, we'll do that again, but public opinion has the ability to shape both law and legislation. Public opinion is very, very powerful. And for those elected officials who are in place today, they're absolutely fearful of a vocal local group. Well-informed, bold, vocal local groups can just bring terror into the eyes and minds of these little potentate despots. Intergenerational, maybe they've been holding on to the county committee for the Republican Party for the last 40 years. And everything that's happened in your county, including schools and hospitals and roads and everything else, has been on the blessing of their family for some time. That's hard to unseat. That's hard to break up. You might go into the county courthouse and you're talking to a Jones, and you think you're talking to a Jones, but the little Miss Jones there is actually Mr. Tucker's granddaughter. Same guy, different application, different name. If you don't watch the newspapers and don't see who's getting married to whom and who's died and so on and so forth, I like to follow that wedding page and the obituaries page because it gives you lots of insight as to what's going on, what the makeup of the county is. But anyway, these are things that you can actually do as opposed to just saying something about something. Actually do something about something instead. Here's the best part of it all. After you do gain a majority, or at least over a third, because you see, on votes that require a two-third vote, if you have more than a third, you can block some things, even if you're not ready to have a majority position. On some councils, on some boards, you can block activities by having a vocal one-third. But when it comes down to actually getting the candidates on the ballot, here in the state of Missouri, in the 7th Congressional District, we have a new man coming on. We don't have, they have. The Republican Party has a new man coming on that they want to use to replace Congressman Roy. Roy Blunt. Roy. His son Matt was the governor, but Roy used to be governor too. Now, Roy wants to replace Mr. Bond. Kit Bond. Kit Bond's going to go someplace. And Roy Blunt wants to become the U.S. Senator, which leaves an opening in the 7th Congressional District. Now, for those of you that may not have followed this, Roy Blunt was the majority whip until the Democrats swept into power in, 2006. He lost his majority whip status and became the minority whip, but nonetheless, him and John Ashcroft and Kit Bond and many others have been highly instrumental in altering, you know, the course of history over the last 8 years of shame, and longer than that. And you just about can't get these kind of critters out unless you have a strong opposition front. And you're not going to develop a strong opposition front in the 2012 election and in the 2010 election if you wait until 3 days before the election to get started. It takes time to do that. So if you understand how politics work and then start to use it to your advantage, you go from weak to strong. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy, my name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back, and as I stated at the end of earlier hour, and again in this hour, there seems to be a little bit of something going weird with the call center, so I can't take calls. But nevertheless, we generally have very few callers on this broadcast anyway, so let's just proceed. I'm just kind of going through extemporaneously ideas and thoughts from my own experience and research in regards to local politics and understanding where the power in the political structure begins and ultimately resides, which is with the county committee man and the county committee woman level in each of the two established political parties. You see, Congressman Blunt is going to be moved up to Senator Blunt, taking Kit Bond's place because of the support of the party and from the financial and media support that comes from the top down. So it's a twofold thing. You could have all of the advertising campaigns in the world and still lose the election. It's the political party's responsibility. It's their charge, if they want to continue to hold their power, to mobilize the vote. Now, we know that ever since the Help America Vote Act of 2001, was it not, that we have a real problem because we have electronic voting devices that are capable of manipulation, tabulation error, actually intentional tabulation manipulation. And so in the national elections and in key state elections and to a far lesser degree in local elections, the votes can be rigged. The election outcomes can be rigged. But largely, it has much to do with the political parties. Because the political parties need to turn out the vote. And so if we change the composition of the parties, we can also alter the ones that are brought forward onto the ballot by rejecting the status quo politician candidate that's being advanced by the old line of the party and replacing them with newly found candidates that hold a more correct, let's say, political viewpoint. I realize that not everyone understands the Constitution and the foundation of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, and that some think of it as nothing more than the establishment of some aristocratic bunch of blue bloods. But there's far more than that. Nonetheless, it is the system of government that we have, and unless you have not read Thomas Hobbes' Leviathan or studied what it would be like to live without any government, we need to use the correct adjectives when we look at government and realize that government is not the problem. The perversion of government is the problem. So, anyway, as I said at the beginning of the broadcast, man seeketh in society comfort, use, and protection. And whether you go to any of the scholars over the centuries or not, you'll find that it'll be bloody difficult for you to point to any people at any time who live long without government. So it's not so much that government is the problem, it is just that government has the power to do evil, just as it has the power to do good, and it is left to us in this country to make sure that our government stays limited and does good and no evil. So six of one, half a dozen of the other. As soon as you get out past your own limited self-interest and move past your driveway, you're immediately involved with something that is going to be bigger than you, that is going to take many people working together, and we typically do that in government. Governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, not to destroy it. Nevertheless, going back into this. So, how do you influence the election? You influence the election by finding candidates, quality candidates. You've got to have a replacement set in hand. It is not sufficient to just come in and lay waste to an existing system, as the early writers in the French Revolution, Cazetière and others wrote about. To destroy is easy. To destroy is easy. To blow up the Twin Towers, by comparison, was very easy compared to the amount of time and trouble and money and expense it takes to rebuild a Freedom Tower, or whatever they're going to call it. The Osiris Penis in New York version number 2, or whatever they want to call it. It takes far more work to build than it does to destroy. You can destroy quickly and inexpensively. You can pull down an outhouse in a matter of minutes, just throw a logging chain around it, hook the tractor or the pickup up to it, and yank it down, and then burn it off. But to build the new one requires more time, more energy, more planning, oftentimes more people, etc. You get the idea. So what we're looking to do in this restoration process, in my opinion, is to rebuild, restore our system, which is a constitutionally limited Republican, republic, not the party, republic, Republican form of representative government. And it is very difficult to even define what is representation. We'll do broadcasts on that, breaking it all down. But the alternatives are dreadful. The alternative for failing is frightening. I'm far more concerned, if you will, about the globalist cabal, really, then I am concerned about how much work it would take to rebuild our system. Living in an absence of a limited government can be absolutely dreadful. Go back and visit with feudalism and things like that and get an idea for what it would like to be all men at war against all men, as Thomas Hobbes speaks of in his Leviathan. Going out in everywhere we go carrying our armaments and having to defend ourselves and shoot our way down the streets, you know, as opposed to having some common customs and traditions and conventions and even laws set up amongst each other so that we can live in harmony and peace one with another. And there's always going to be bullies, and there are always strong men, and there are always those that will break in and steal, and even the Bible teaches that their poor have always been with us, and they always will. And there will always be the haves, and there will always be the have-nots, and the have-nots will complain and rail against the haves, and the haves will complain and rail against the have-nots, and these are just facts of life. Nevertheless, there are things that we can be doing. If we choose to do nothing, we will have exactly the government that is given to us. If we choose to do something, we can alter the form of government. And the founders said that it's our responsibility to throw off a tyrannical government. And so we're coming to that time period. But again, there's a learning curve involved in all of this. You've got to have a replacement set in mind. Before you rip the outhouse down, do you have a stack of lumber? I mean, you're going to have to poop in an hour or two. Do you have your stack of lumber? Are you ready to dig a new hole? And so on and so forth. Are you ready to begin building a new outhouse? Oh, if you're not, don't tear the old one down until you're ready to build the new one. It takes time to find people that are interested enough to actually reorganize their life to become involved in the political process. Politics, for some, they think of it as a career. Can we afford any more career politicians? Or are we looking at the other idea where no one would serve more than one term of office at all? Are we looking at a continuation of a paid politics system? Or are we looking at somebody that is so well organized already in their life that they could donate a year or two of spare time towards one of these offices? Someone that has the intellect and the understanding and the skill to do it effectively. Do we need to have more laws? Or have we maxed out our law meter? Lots of questions, lots of things to discover, lots of things to discuss. And this is what happens in the local voting precinct meeting groups, or group meetings. These are the kinds of discussions that come up, where everyone gets to learn again what it is like to have a government created by us and for us. We'll be right back. Stay with us here on Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hey. Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Okay, and we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. I thank you very much for being with us today as we've kind of gone through a variety of things. I'm pretty much just doing a partial memory dump in regards to the concept of local voting precinct groups and local activism and restarting or jump-starting our system from the bottom up. A great comment made by Insmort in the chat room in regards to federal-level government. The national government, there's no real national government. We have a federal government, then we have the state governments, and then we have international governments, then we have the international community, and then we have the international financial community, and all those can be tracked out to people, individuals, websites, groups, things, and so on and so forth. It's a very big pluralistic world that we live in. But insofar as the federal government is concerned, I believe that one of the most effective ways that we can begin to get them under control, because, you know, it takes millions and millions of dollars of advertising to reach people at a level that they're used to being massaged to get them to support candidates. And unless you just happen to have millions and millions of dollars that could raise that kind of money, and it is possible, we saw that, it is possible in the Ron Paul meetup and chip-in deal and the money bombs. It is possible with the creative minds and active people. We can raise millions as well. We're not locked out on that story. But when you consider there's 535 whores in Congress, and each of them taking millions to do it, it's more millions than what we were able to raise for Dr. Paul. And so if we look at that as being something that we can alter from a different point of view or from a different reference point, then I think would be more effective. If we can change the players that are brought forward, that would help. But there's also the level of the states, and I think that state control, and not so much to go down the state sovereignty, state rights. I mean, we have got so much work to do, folks. There's been so many years since the creation of the International Law Commission, the Law Commission. It's not the International. There's one of those two. The Uniform Law Commission. That's what I was going for. The Uniform Law Commission. It's been so long since we have had our legislative bill drafting agencies infiltrated by the black robe people and by the law merchant, if you will. It's been so long that legally all the laws that are out there, we need to go through a very big process. I call it Operation Clean Sweep. We've got a lot of housekeeping to do, but we're going to need to have majority positions in power before we can do that. But we can be much more effective at the state level. We can be very effective at the state level. It's someplace where you or I could drive across to do something to support somebody else in another part of the state for a reasonably small amount of time commitment, and that local elections can be more easily promoted with a large cadre, if you will, of people turning out to Slim Jim and flyer and support a local candidate, even a local candidate for the state House of Representatives. We have several in the state that are pretty good, Jim Guest being one of them. But you have the same in your states. But we can be more effective at the local level. One of the things that we can do is we can propose and lobby for and pass state amendments to our state constitutions that shut off the gravy train, that get the nose of the state out of the federal hog trough. And as we say, that whenever people put their hands out for unearned grants and aid, and we just received another fire truck here locally, disgusting, from FEMA, through Roy Blunt, buying the people, buying their loyalty by these trinkets, these Tonka toys, these brightly painted Tonka toys that sit in an expensive building and don't get used but once a year for a parade or something. We buy into this stuff. Every time we put out your hands for unearned grants and aid, then of course the shackles of control come on. So at the state level, we can start to advance and champion and advertise and promote constitutional amendments, for instance, that block these various and sundry things, block the interference in our state with our ownership of guns, the right to keep and bear arms. And arms is a much bigger discussion than every Jew a 22 and every Irishman a 44 Magnum. It's much bigger than that. Whatsoever the government can field against we the people have every right and authority under the amendment to field against them. And it goes far beyond handguns and fowling pieces and things like that. All the way up until the 1960s or thereabouts in the encyclopedias, if you go up and look in arms, or even in the dictionaries, under arms, you'll find that there's another subcategory for small arms. And small arms is something that would encompass those fowling pieces, those shotguns and those rifles and those handguns, and knives and daggers and swords and things like that, your maces and things. Anyway, kind of sidetracked there. There are things that we can do at the state level to shut off the flow of federal control. But first, we're going to have to gussy up and stop accepting these programs. Anyway, there's a lot of education that's required. It's going to take a little bit of time. It can't be done by one person. I cannot possibly go around and start groups in every county of America. And even if I was 10 people, I couldn't do it. What we need to find are people in every county of America willing to take on this task. And micro-broadcasting stations would greatly help that, because we could get this message out to the guy that's got it sitting on the back of the pickup truck building a house or something, and he's on lunch, and they crank on the television or they crank up the truck radio, and they can listen to these broadcasts at work, etc., or people sitting in their office listening to the broadcast on the radio, things like that. Maybe they're not allowed to log on to internet websites during their workday, but they could listen to a little radio with an earbud, things like that. There are things that we can be doing rather than peeing and moaning and crying and complaining and wringing our handkerchiefs, all caught up in that game called Ain't It Awful. It's a malaise, it's an apathy that just is dreadfully almost impossible to get out from it once you allow yourself to go into it. So these are things that we can do. And throwing the baby out with the bathwater, in my opinion, is the worst suggestion, the worst solution. It is no solution at all. If you want to throw a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government and the concepts behind it in the garbage can, then step up on another plate and let us know what your idea is. If you have no idea, then please don't undermine the work of others. If you have an idea, everyone's going to be ready to listen to it. If you have no idea, you're just making noise. And there's a difference. We have to plan now. And we have to get very, very, very busy. And for a while yet, we will need to be quietly moving forward, putting our pieces on the chessboard and advancing them. Too much noise tips the hand. We did that also in the Ron Paul system. We really shook up the establishment, and now they're doing everything they can. They're in damage control. They're on MySpace and Twitter and YouTube and sending out emails and doing email circles and community groups and meetup groups and all of the rest of that. We shook their house up a little bit, showed them the power of creativity and the use of the Internet, but that's going to work against us now. And so now we have twice as much work to do. So we do need to be, like they say, wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Slither in quietly. Get your positions held. And then advance. We need to find the high ground, the choke points. The places where we can be most effective with the least number of people. And take those points as quickly as possible. We have very little time between now and the 2010 election. But here in this little corner of southwest Missouri in our county, on the 7th of this month, we're going to have another round of elections. You need to understand that the election calendar drives the whole system. Those are all of your deadlines. There are days that come and go for the declaration of candidacy. That means before the declaration of candidacy deadline date comes up, you need to already have candidates in hand and a way to run them and a way to win them and some money set aside. We need to start thinking with our full mind and open our minds to the reality that if we don't take this system over, this system is simply going to crush us. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that. We'll be back again tomorrow, and I hope you learned something from that as well, not just enjoyment. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth a thousand keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.